again. Welcome back to the second hour of Healthy Living. This is your host, Tom Jenkins. If you're just now joining us, today we're talking about the process of aging on the body. You know, in the last hour, we talked about the effects of aging, how our tissues dry out, how the fluids inside our joints become thick, and, well, we just don't move about as we once did. Or maybe you're one of those who are suffering from rheumatoid arthritis, a dysfunction of your body's autoimmune system. Well, our guest has plenty of good news to share with you today. Joining us in this hour is Dr. Chuck Cochran, an expert on aging, who has some fascinating evidence of a new anti-aging product that you'll want to learn more about. Dr. Cochran will be with us shortly, and you can talk to him about some of those age-old problems, if you will, and what to do about them. So, if you or someone in your family suffers from arthritis, tendonitis, bursitis, tension headaches, who doesn't, even chronic obstructive lung disorders or emphysema, you'll want to stay by your phone and talk with Dr. Cochran. Speaking of stiffness, you know, even a few of us yuppies are beginning to feel some of the pain and stiffness in our joints. I know I do. Anyway, stay right with us as we take this short break for our stations down the line to identify themselves. This is the Healthcare Radio Network. You are listening to Tom Jenkins and Healthy Living. We'll be right back. Welcome back to the second hour of Healthy Living. So if you have any questions about those age-old problems such as arthritis, systemic lupus, erythematosus, psoriasis, even prostatitis, call us. Because today, our special in-studio guest is Dr. Chuck Cochran, who will tell us about a new anti-aging disease fighter. Dr. Cochran, for those who might not have heard about his work, was awarded his doctorate in chiropractic from the famed Palmer College of Chiropractic in 1984. He's been in private practice ever since. His postgraduate studies included programs in skeletal radiography, thermography, and acupuncture. He's taught human anatomy and physiology on the college level. Have I left anything out, Dr. Cochran? Well, I think that pretty much covers it, Tom. Welcome again, Dr. Cochran. So let's begin. I mentioned that you're going to be talking about a new anti-aging disease fighter. What is it? And just as important, do you yourself use it, Dr. Cochran?
The name of the nutrient is colostin, spelled C-O-L-L-A-S-T-I-N. And actually, colostin is a special blend containing a mixture of fatty acid esters. I heard you talk about esters earlier, Tom, but the primary ester in colostin is called acetylmyristoliate. You know, Tom, I've had probably more personal experience with acetylmyristoliate than any other practitioner at this time. And I've personally used three different acetylmyristoliate products in practice, and I've checked out all six different manufacturers in depth. I've even sent three of the best of the acetylmyristoliate products and had them chemically analyzed by independent laboratories. And I can honestly tell you that colostin is the best acetylmyristoliate product available today. There's a whole lot of sales hype out there, and it's been very confusing for all of us in healthcare, and especially for those in the layperson, the people in the public, trying to figure out what's going on out there. And I have done my homework for all of you out there, and I want to tell you right now that colostin has proved to be the most clinically effective of all of the acetylmyristoliate products. You know, you asked me if I use the product myself. I started about 1 year ago on what I call a therapeutic dose, but I now take a smaller daily maintenance dose.
You say that colostin is a new anti-aging disease fighter, but how old is it really, Dr. Cochran?
Well, the active ingredient colostin was first discovered by a researcher and a chemist who worked for our government in the National Institute for Health in Washington, D.C., more than 30 years ago. He actually did the research on his own, but his findings just recently became known to healthcare practitioners when his research was published in a pharmaceutical journal. I might add, Tom, that some of your listeners might be familiar with the trademark brand called CMO, which has acetylmyristoliate. But colostin is the only one that has a unique balance of these other fatty acid esters that work synergistically to create a formula that has effects far beyond acetylmyristoliate by itself.
Okay, now let me get this straight for our listeners. There are other manufacturers of acetylmyristoliate, but only colostin has a balance of fatty esters and acetylmyristoliate. And acting together, colostin outperforms even acetylmyristoliate?
That's right, Tom.
So the whole is greater than the sum of its parts.
You got it. And it's safe and all natural.
Now, you say that colostin is an anti-aging disease fighter. Would you explain that part to our listeners?
Yeah, I'd be happy to. Colostin works on three different levels. First, it functions as a surfactant. You know, as we age, our tissues dry out, and the fluid in our joints and the tissues become more thick and viscous. But as you mentioned earlier in the show, we lose the ability to move freely. So it's a factor that has the ability to lubricate these tissues and to make them younger again. It also works on the arteries in the body. It makes them more pliable, and it brings more fluidity to them. Colostin actually lubricates the arteries in your body.
Now that's fascinating. So what kind of response are you getting from colostin, Dr. Cochran?
What we're hearing from our patients is that after starting colostin, they can move about more freely than they have in years.
Kind of sounds like WD-40 for the body.
That's right.
All right, you mentioned that colostin works on three levels, Dr. Cochran. It's a surfactant, the WD-40. But what are the other two levels?
Well, the second level there, Tom, is colostin functions as an anti-inflammatory. As you know, most diseases of aging have some component of inflammation involved in it. And oftentimes the inflammation becomes too much for the body to handle. Other times it can increase to the point where it can do further damage. Colostin is one of the most powerful anti-inflammatories that I have ever encountered in my practice. We're seeing results in patients that even non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs and corticosteroids couldn't even touch.
All right, now that's the second level of an anti-inflammatory. So what's the third level?
Well, colostin has an effect on the body's immune system. The exact mechanism isn't presently known, but it appears to calm down these hyperimmune responses in such conditions as rheumatoid arthritis, and it regulates the immune systems that are not working at an optimal level, and brings them up to a functioning level again.
So let me get this straight. Colostin works also as an immune system regulator?
That's right. And this is one of those terms that's a little difficult for everybody to even say. It's called an immunomodulator.
Yes, we are talking about the aging process in today's show. So a part of aging is a decrease in the immune function in our body, right? And that's where colostin comes in. Is that right?
That's correct.
That is fascinating, really. Okay, before we take any of your calls, let me remind you that today's program is about the aging process. And joining me is Dr. Chuck Cochran, who has been describing a new anti-aging disease fighter called colostin. Now, if you want to talk to Dr. Cochran about aging or about some of those age-old problems such as arthritis, systemic lupus, erythematosus, psoriasis, even prostatitis, you can call us. And I must say, Dr. Cochran, that since we've been talking about colostin and what it can do for people, our switchboard is lighting up like the proverbial Christmas tree. We'll get to your calls. Especially the woman who was asking about its effect for multiple sclerosis. And welcome back to Healthy Living. This is Tom Jenkins with Dr. Chuck Cochran. And if you've been following along with us this hour, you have to be amazed at what you're hearing about this new anti-aging disease fighter called colostin. It works on three levels, according to Dr. Cochran. It functions as a surfactant, sort of the WD-40 for the body that loosens your tight joints and tissues, even lubricates your arteries. It also functions as an anti-inflammatory and works in patients where non-steroidal and corticosteroids can't work, says Dr. Cochran. And finally, it has an effect on your immune system.
That's what makes colostin so remarkable. It works on the three levels where your body needs the most help as it ages.
All right, let's go to the phone.
Let's go do it.
Today's subject is the aging process. Our guest is Dr. Chuck Cochran. Our first call is from Stacy in Toledo. What's your question for Dr. Cochran?
I wanted to ask Dr. Cochran, what other conditions have you treated with colostin?
That's a great question, Stacy. And most of us healthcare practitioners started using colostin and similar products to treat the arthritises. And actually, this is one of the hard things that I had to stumble over. And knowing that a lot of these arthritises are caused by so many different conditions, I had a hard time understanding how one thing could address all of the different causes of arthritis. But because it functions as an anti-inflammatory, and as well as an immune system modulator, and as a lubricant or a surfactant, it not only works on all the different causes of arthritis, but a lot of the other diseases that we normally relate to as diseases of aging. Do you understand what a surfactant or a lubricant is and how that might work?
No, I don't.
Well, the surfactant is actually something that has the ability to decrease the viscosity of fluids in the joints. And so It makes the fluid in the joint work better. It decreases the fluid in the muscles. It makes everything that was real thick and sticky, it makes it thin again. It's kind of like the WD-40 of the joints. In fact, a lot of healthcare practitioners call it the WD-40. And for those of you that don't know what WD-40 is, we call it 3-in-1. But it also has that immune system modulating effect. And this is one of the most exciting things about this product, is that a lot of these conditions are caused by an immune system that for whatever reason has gone crazy and starts to damage its own healthy tissues. And this product has the ability to calm that hyper-immune response down and make it operate at a more normal level again. And then again, it's that anti-inflammatory. And that seems to be why it has such far-reaching effects in treating a lot of these conditions of aging, because it seems like in all of these conditions there is some sort of an inflammatory process that's going on.
What are some of the diseases that are being treated with this?
Well, listen, a lot of these diseases, again, are related to the inflammation. So any of those diseases that end in itis, itis means inflammation. So we found it to be effective in treating prostatitis, which is a condition where in men where the prostate gland swells up and becomes inflamed and they have difficulty urinating. It treats colitis, which is an inflammation of the colon. It's been found effective in treating tendinitis and bursitis. Even tension headaches, a lot of the headaches that are caused by muscle spasm and inflammation at the base of the head, we've found that colostrum is very effective in relieving a lot of that inflammation there. Because it has the ability to modulate these hyperimmune responses, it's also been found effective in treating emphysema and psoriasis. And one very, very difficult condition that most healthcare practitioners hate to come see in the office is fibromyalgia. And I personally have 3 different patients that have come in with fibromyalgia, and we have had excellent results in treating that very painful muscle condition. And I'm sure we're going to find many, many more as we get out there and we start using it more, that we're going to find it effective in treating a lot of other conditions.
Very interesting.
Well, thank you. Thanks for calling.
Thank you.
Thanks for calling, Stacey. Next on the line, we have Stephanie in the Detroit area. Stephanie, welcome to Well Clover. What's your question for Dr. Cochran?
I just love listening to your show.
Well, thank you. Appreciate that.
I'm a listener who actually called in earlier about MS.
Yes.
How is that being used for people with MS?
Well, actually, it was probably used more by a certain medical doctor that wrote a book about it and reported some of his findings, and the results have been truly outstanding. I've had the opportunity to share with a couple of patients, and using the fatty acid esters that are found in colostrum, we have found that in one case it actually reduced symptoms by about 40%, and then the other patient it reduced symptoms by about 80%. And this is due to the fact that, and this is Dr. Chuck Cochran's theory. We're not really quite sure how this happens, but I really believe that the colostrum has the ability to stop these hyperimmune responses. There's a certain chemical communicator that is produced by the body, and these communicators are called leukotrienes. And these leukotrienes actually call for these white blood cells, these neutrophils. There's another one called PMNLs. They're polymorphonuclear leukocytes. And these things actually come running at the beck and call of these leukotriene B4s. And so these little Pac-Man-like cells come over there and they start eating up all of the healthy tissues. Now, if we had something that could stop that process from happening or stop these leukotrienes from being produced and calling for these white blood cells to come running, then we could actually modulate these autoimmune diseases like multiple sclerosis.
Uh-huh.
Well, I sure appreciate you calling. Thanks for that phone call.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Thanks for your call. Now, Doc, let me ask you something. I've been hearing a lot about these 2 drugs, glucosamine sulfate and chondroitin sulfate, as possible cures for arthritis. What do you think about those?
Yeah, Tom, you're probably referring to that best-selling book today, which talks about and addresses that cures for arthritis. And I started using the 2 ingredients that they talk about a lot in the book. One is glucosamine sulfate. The other is chondroitin sulfates back in the 80s. I started using the chondroitin sulfates back in about 1986 and the glucosamine sulfate in about 1988. I have found that the chondroitin sulfates were not near as effective as the glucosamine. I've read a couple studies that that indicate the chondroitin sulfates are only about 8% absorbable. They're very large molecules and hard to break down and hard to absorb. The chondroitin sulfate, the glucosamine sulfate, on the other hand, is 98% absorbable. It's a very small molecule, and of course that's why I usually recommend it along with the colostin. So my own personal experience with that is don't waste your money on the chondroitin sulfates.
That is fascinating. We're talking with Dr. Chuck Cochran about a remarkable new anti-aging disease fighter known as colostin. Well, we have a lot of calls coming in, Dr. Cochran. You've really stirred up some excitement today here on Healthy Living. Our next caller, before we go to the break, is Kevin out in Los Angeles. Kevin, welcome to the program. Your question for Dr. Cochran.
Hello, Dr. Cochran.
Yes, hello.
I have some questions for you, if you don't mind. I have been listening to you on the show, and I appreciate the answers you've given so far.
Well, thank you.
But I have to tell you, I am in need of additional answers.
You got it.
I have been searching for something that could help me personally, and you, they tell me, are the man to speak with. I've listened to a great many people relate what their particular product does and how it does it, and I've heard so much information in the last 90 days that, quite frankly, I'm a little confused. So if you don't mind, as I say, this is a more or less of a personal call. Unfortunately, I suffered what you doctors call a single trauma episode some years ago and broke my back, and the doctors at the time warned me that I would eventually end up with some form of arthritis. And unfortunately, they were correct in their assessment. So I'm looking, I only want to do this once, and I want to find the best product that I can. And if you would you mind explaining to me why your product is different than some of these other manufacturers that I've been speaking with?
Sure, I'd be happy to, Kevin. First of all, are these other colostin-type products you're talking about, are you talking about acetylmyristoleate and these esters of fatty acids?
Yes, I am.
Okay, so we're talking about basically the same kind of product. There's a lot of arthritis products out there, and I just want to make sure we're talking about the same stuff here. And I understand your confusion, because even for me, it's been very, very confusing as a healthcare professional. And you know what? I've always felt the same way as you. I want to make sure that I've got the best quality product for the best price. I really am genuinely concerned about my patients. So I have been out there and tried to do the same thing that you're doing right now, doing my due diligence to find out which product was the best. You know, and as I said earlier, I've sent several of these acetylmyristoleate products to have them chemically analyzed by independent laboratories. I've had some associates that checked out some of the other products, and in fact, two of the others had one of the key ingredients, acetylmyristoleate, missing from them. Colostin is actually the only acetylmyristoleate product that I would feel comfortable recommending to you or to my patients.
Yes, let me stop you right there just for a second.
Sure.
One of the basic differences that I'm finding out as I make these conversations with these people is the source of the acetylmyristoleate. Is your particular product, is that from what source? Is that a vegetable source? Is it an animal source?
Well, actually, this product is made from esterifying myristoleic acid. Now, myristoleic acid is a fatty acid. Just like your linolenic or linoleic are essential fatty acids that you need to put in your diet every day, this product is made from esterifying or adding an alcohol molecule to myristoleic acid and creating acetylmyristoleate. Now, I do know that as of today, I think there's about 6 or 7 different manufacturers out there. There's a lot of wild claims being made. I have gone out and I have checked out, I have called the manufacturers, I have actually tried to find out what the sources of raw material were. Some are out there saying it comes from soy, some have said macadamia nuts, some have said the combo nut, you know.
Yeah,
frankly, I'd rather eat the macadamia nuts than put the, you know, take the oil. And frankly, I think that, you know, these are very expensive sources too. I think there's about 15 combo nut trees in the whole world too, so they're not producing a lot of nuts. All the chemists that I have talked to and the manufacturers have indicated that there's probably not a vegetable source that where we could get enough myristoleic acid okay, to produce the amount of acetylmyristoate that we would need. So I think those two manufacturers out there that are saying they're from vegetables are probably doing that because of a marketing technique. Actually, by the time you take the myristoate acid and you esterify it, there's no animal quality or vegetable quality to it left at all. It's just a molecule. It's a chemical molecule. It's not like it carries the energy of the animal or the vegetable, okay? So so it's unfortunate that some of these manufacturers feel like they have to do that.
Right.
What's your next question there?
Well, I have several questions, if you don't mind, and it's going to sound like an old man. I'm 63 years of age, asking about his personal health problems, and you'd be exactly right. I need to know if there's any positive effect at all with your product on cardiovascular diseases.
Well, that's an interesting question, too. One of the first things that I noticed when I started taking it personally, besides the fact that my shoulder pain went away, was that my blood pressure dropped. My systolic, that's the bigger number on top. That's the one where is the pressure inside the artery when your heart actually pumps. That one dropped about 10 points. And the diastolic, which is the lower number, which is the pressure against the artery wall when your heart is
warm. Right, they tell me.
Yeah, they're both very important. But that one dropped 5 points for me. And so right away I started to kind of wonder what was going on there. There's two possible mechanisms. One is that, you know, colostrum is a surfactant, and it has the ability to make the arterial walls more lubricated and more elastic. And so with the pumping of the blood going through the arteries, and, you know, with the pumping and, of course, the resting, the arterial wall has the ability to expand and contract with the increase and decrease in blood flow. The other mechanism is that, going back to these leukotrienes that I mentioned with the caller with the MS, some of these leukotrienes also have the ability to constrict the arterial walls, making them smaller, which would increase blood pressure. So I think this product's going to have some really, really wonderful effects for treating a lot of cardiovascular diseases.
Captain, I realize I'm taking up a lot of your time. I just have one more question, if you don't mind.
Not at all.
Again, it's going to sound like an old man's rantings, but does this have any effect? I've heard rumors. I just want to try to track it down in regards to wrinkling of skin. I'm asking this for my wife, Dr.
Okay, I understand. I don't have any of those myself yet either. But what we have found is that it really does. The skin has this wonderful recuperative ability about it, and the skin probably reflects more of what's going on in the body at any one moment than any other organ or tissue. It also has the ability to heal at a phenomenal rate. And so we have found that by adding the colostin, again, and these similar kind of products into the diet, they function like the essential fatty acids. They have the ability to lubricate the skin again, to help restructure all of the tissues underneath the skin, and to help eliminate a lot of the wrinkling as well. So colostin is a natural beauty aid as well. We're going to have to go on to our next caller, but we sure appreciate you calling. Hello, welcome to Healthy Living. You're on the air.
Dr. Cochran, I've been on this product now for about a month, mm-hmm. and I've been feeling much better recently. However, in the first couple of weeks that I started the acetylmyristoate, I wasn't feeling much change, and I realized that I just needed to keep taking it, and hopefully I would start feeling a difference. And sure enough, by the time I reached my third week on the product, I started feeling much better. I haven't felt joint pain in the last 10 days or so, and I've just completed my 1 month on the product, and I was diagnosed back in October with, I'm borderline lupus or rheumatoid arthritis. They haven't decided exactly which one I have. I have a lot of joint pain, a lot of arthritis-type conditions in my shoulders, my knees, my feet, my hands, and after taking this product for a little over 4 weeks now, I have felt better than I've felt in the last 9 months. I have hardly any pain. My question to you today is, do I need to continue to stay on the product, or since I'm feeling so good, or shall I go ahead and let my capsules run out and hope for the best? So that's my question for you.
That's a good question. Well, Marianne, thanks for calling today. I appreciate the testimony here. And then for the listening audience out there, this really shows you the power of this product and brings up a couple of interesting points. One is that we tend to think that medicine today is such a science. And here's a situation where a person who has been, or they've had difficulty diagnosing what the condition is. They don't know if it's rheumatoid arthritis or if it's systemic lupus. But the bottom line is that all of these conditions seem to have a common denominator. And one of those is that it seems to have this autoimmune response as well as the inflammatory response. And that's why the acetylmer exfoliate that is found in the colostrum product has been found to be so effective in treating these kinds of conditions. Marianne, I would not stop taking the product at this point. I would continue to take the product. However, you may find that you're able to take smaller doses of it. So rather than, again, rather than taking that therapeutic dose, cut down and take a maintenance dose. And don't let this stuff out of your bloodstream anymore. Well, my producer says we have time for one last call before the break. Now, I'm sorry if you couldn't get through today to talk with Dr. Cochran. I'd like to have him come back again. Would that be all right with you, Dr. Cochran? Of course. I'd like that very much. Thank you. Welcome to Healthy Living. We have Tara on the line. Tara from Ohio. What's your question?
Dr. Cochran?
Yes.
Is this product safe to take with other medications? Can my mother take colostrum?
Thanks for your call, Tara. Actually, it's called Colastin. Yes, this is a very, very safe product. It's naturally occurring. It occurs in nature. I have found that it is not contraindicated with any other medications at all. The only thing we did find a little bit is that people that have been on steroids for a long period of time, there may be a little bit of interference with the liver. You know, your liver has to break down all these very, very strong drugs, and it metabolizes them. And so sometimes it overworks the liver. And in those cases, they may have difficulty digesting and assimilating this product. And so what we usually do is, you know, we may throw in a little lecithin to help emulsify the oils. We might throw a little lipase in there, something like that, to help digest it. But that's been the only thing that we've ever found. Sometimes, though, with older people, they have a little difficulty digesting it. And if that's the case, again, that lecithin and the lipase will come in real, real handy. Again, there's no contraindications. Very, very safe product.
Well, thank you, Doctor.
Well, thanks for calling. Appreciate that. Thanks, Tara. On that same subject, Dr. Cochran, have you found any other nutrients that can enhance the effectiveness of colostrum? Another good question, Tom. In nature, you know, I've found that nothing exists by itself. And clinically, I've found that by adding other nutrients that are also used to treat the same condition, a synergism is created. So in other words, whenever these nutrients are combined, the results are greater than the sum? Yeah, that's right. For example, I combine colostrum with glucosamine, sea cucumber, and zinc when treating arthritic conditions. By the way, recently I started using a different form of glucosamine called glucosamine hydrochloride. I found it to be more pure than the glucosamine sulfate, and consequently it's a lot more effective. Here's something else. I combine colostrum with boswellan, and boswellan is a plant that grows in Africa and India. And the results of using the boswellan with the colostrum creates one of the most powerful anti-inflammatories on the planet.
Really?
Yeah, you know, but as remarkable as colostrum is, its effectiveness can always be improved by another 10 or 15% when you add these other synergistic nutrients.
That's amazing, Dr. Cochran, to think that colostrum has such powerful healing properties. No wonder that you're calling colostrum an anti-aging disease fighter.
Indeed.
That is truly remarkable. Well, thanks very, very much, Dr. Cochran, for being our guest today and informing our listeners about colostrum. Thank you, too, to all of you who did call in. And for those who couldn't get through today, our producers are taking your names. We'll get you more information on Dr. Cochran and colostrum. So, again, thanks, everyone. And a special thanks to our production staff. This is Tom Jenkins for Healthy Living. This is the Healthcare Radio Network.